This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan. And we're happy to be back with you. We're bringing these studies now. We're looking there at Rahab the Harlot and looking at that story, how that she no doubt heard the gospel. We're going to get into that in just a moment, but I want to play you another one of our songs. It's an old-time song, old-time gospel message, Saved by the Blood. Would you listen as we play it, and then I'll tell you how you might receive them. Come on, choir. Can't you shout amen to that, my brother? Saved by the blood of the crucified one. We don't hear them much more, do we? No, the old trailblazer, we folks call me and ask me, why you call yourself old-fashioned trailblazer? Because we old-fashioned. We play and sing these old-fashioned songs, Saved by the Blood, Under the Blood. Oh, we have 9 of these CDs, and they have about 18 songs on each one of them, and they're $5 each. We'd be glad to send them to you. We'd be glad to send you a title list of all the songs that's on them. And I've made you this offer in the past. If you have someone terminally ill or a long-time illness and you'd like for them to hear, you write me and I'll send it to them free and postpaid just to be a blessing to them to hear these gracious old songs. Saved by the Blood. What a, just an old sinner. Saved by grace. All of those things. We're looking at Rahab and how the Lord awakened her and saved her. Back there, we are surmising, of course, no doubt that those old traders came through there and they began to tell what they had seen out there on their highways, how that the Red Sea was open and the children went across it dry and the Pharaoh's army were drowned there. And then they saw them, how they survived in the wilderness, the water coming out of the rock, and the children, the food and the clothes didn't wear out. And they heard all of those things. Listen, and then he said, wherever they camped, this man was talking, giving story around a fire one night. He said, wherever they camped, that water followed them. Now listen. And there was water, and what does all that mean? And they were worshiping a God by the name of Jehovah. And you know, they got over there, and they had nothing to eat, ate up everything they had, and they were coming over here. And lo and behold, one morning went out, and there was baskets of food they began to pick up. They call it heavenly food, angel's food, manna. And they began to pick it off the ground and said, you know, we saw that thing and then went out one week after week. And every time we passed by there going from Egypt on, we'd see that stuff on the ground. Every day they'd take it and grind it up and fix it and eat it. And they say it came from heaven, from a man called Jehovah. Oh, my friend. And then it rocked on. And they said, you know, we came over there one day before the camp, and there was down by the fire came down from heaven on that mountain. And we heard the earth quaking and trembling and voices. And they said it was the voice of Jehovah. And he stood there and gave them the law. And they learned that law. And God didn't do that in a back alley. No, sir. Now, let me tell you something else. Will you let me tell you something here? We find out through God's word that that voice that came down from that mountain where the law was given was heard around the earth. And every tribe on this earth heard that voice. It's recorded in legends all over where people are that voice was heard around the earth. The earth was made to tremble and the voice a whole globe when the God spoke. And they went out and told all those things. And Rahab the harlot kept thinking about it. It was, is that true, she says? Is that the true God? And then it said they came over there, conquered the people after people, killed those mighty kings and so on. And they said, you know, it came up on the other side of the river, and we sent some spies over there. Before these spies, they got there, she told them, now listen, I recognize your God is the God of this world, the God of the world, the God of the universe, Jehovah God, and I've recognized him. And listen, she closed up her place of business. Now that's right, my friend. She closed up her place of business. She was no longer a harlot. Her place of business had been locked and closed up, and a sign put on the door, gone on. Now those spies went there, and she kept them, told them what had happened, and gave them her testimony. Now how did they come about? By faith. We've gotten away from that, hadn't we? They came there by faith. Listen to the text. By faith what? By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not. She perished not, my friend. If you're saved, you'll perish not because of your faith, the Lord-given faith. Listen, that believe not. I imagine that she went up and down the streets of that large city, among her friends and everybody, and told them, said, that's Jehovah God. That's the true God. You better believe in him. You better believe him. You better turn to him. And she began to testify to him what it meant to her life. And you see, up there on my sign, I close my business. Oh, I see the judgment of God that's rested upon us. Now, brother, listen, you close your business with the devil, and some of you haven't closed your business with the devil, therefore I know that you're not saved. Brother, you close business with the devil when you come into the camp of the Lord. Some of you have never withdrawn. The Bible says, he that forsaketh not all that he hath cannot be my disciple. You living in sin? I had a man come down to the off of a podium one day to the front after the service. He said, Pastor, can an individual get saved shacking up? I looked him in the face and I said, no, sir. I didn't have to think. I didn't have to meditate. I didn't have to go search the scripture. I said, no, sir. The Bible says, he that forsaketh not all that he hath cannot be my disciple. I know what a promiscuous world we're living in today. I know that there's no cry out against sin and infidelity and illegitimate children and homosexuals and same-sex marriage. I know there's no cry against that today. But my friend, those individuals have not been saved. You can say what you want to. No. When the Lord gets a hold of a sinner, first thing he does is clean him up. He cleans him up. He moves his hitching post. Did I ever tell you that story about this old Westerner out there, old rancher? He was an old drunkard. And he went to town every Saturday morning and got drunk, hitched his horse over there at the hitching post in front of one of the saloons there in town, and went in and drank and got drunk. Late that evening, he'd climb on his old horse. The old horse knew where to go. He'd go back home. But one day, the Lord got a hold of him. One of those old frontier preachers got a message out there somewhere, and the Lord got a hold of this old fella, old Joe, we'll call him. So everybody in town knew old Joe got religion, and some of his adversaries, like mine, they said, well, we'll just watch old Joe next Saturday when he comes to town. We'll see. So they gathered over there across the street, and they waited for old Joe. And here he come, clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clop. He went right on by the saloon. He went right on by. Went on down to the general store. Got him some groceries. His wife sent after a few groceries. Put him on behind his saddle and went on back out of town. And they just looked at each other. They said, well, it must be true. Old Joe got religion. But my friend, when the Lord gets a hold of a sinner, he changes. It's a drastic change when the Lord saves a sinner. I'm telling you, my friend, your wife will know it, and your family will know it, and your friends will know it when the Lord saves you. That's the reason I offered you that book on Strange Tales by Mr. John Ashworth. If you've never read that, I recommend it highly. And he was a preacher there in England. He had the House of the Destitute. He catered, as it were, to the destitute, the homeless, and the drunkards and the derelicts. And he gives their stories of how the Lord saved them and changed their hitching post. Oh, my friend, you'd be surprised. I tell you what I offered you. If you buy it and order it and get it and you don't like it or don't appreciate it, I'll give you money back, pre and post paid. Won't ask you one question except may God have mercy on you for not reading it. But I've given it away here to a couple of pastors. And I said, you read this and it'll change your whole life. It'll change your thinking about those whom we look down our noses at. Did you know there's going to be a many a derelict in heaven? There's going to be a many a harlot in heaven, former harlot. Oh, think about that woman there that the Lord said, go in peace. I don't condemn thee. She'll be there. She's going to be there. Mary Magdalene will be there. She was a harlot. Oh, my friend, listen. And the Lord came to save sinners. That's what we get away from here so much. The Lord came to seek and to save sinners. Not the righteous, not you long-nosed, hook-nosed people with looking down your nose at poor people. Oh, well, come to church on Easter Sunday and Christmas Day, and the rest of the time you don't come. No, you won't be there. You won't be there. But those derelicts will be there, my friend, because the Lord has mercy on those folks. And he had mercy on the old trailblazer. Would you pray for me? Day by day, I'm being criticized a lot for being true to the souls of men, making fun of me and all those things. But I just let it go in one ear and out the other. Remember, the old trailblazer, be true to your soul if it takes a hide off. And my mailing address, the old trailblazer, post office box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. Go there and you can just find a world of information there. How you can hear the old trailblazer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by just turning over there to a certain, clicking on a certain page. And write me and let me hear from you. And I'll give you all that. I'll send you a brochure on all that if you'd like from me too. But remember, pray for me if you do that. And then help me with the broadcast. Bye.